While the East digs out from the biggest snowstorm in years, many in the West would welcome precipitation in any form. Much of the region is coping with a prolonged drought. It has parched wells, damaged foundations, and all but assured a new wave of farm failures, despite the $3 billion drought relief package Congress passed last week. From member station KCUR, Frank Morris reports.
On a broad hillside in northwest Missouri, the view for miles in all directions is of an unbroken rolling sea of desolate brown and gray. Don Crane picks up a handful of barren frozen powder that once passed for topsoil and lets it blow through his fingers.
Some neighbors said that you can dig a post hole and not have it 4 feet deep, not have any moisture. So that's getting pretty dry.
This winter, a town near here recorded 71 straight days without even a trace of precipitation, by far the longest dry spell on record. And 2 days before Christmas, Don Crane's well started spitting air. So now, after he finishes his shift at a chain factory, Crane stops by a local municipal plant to buy water. Today, he braves 15-degree weather and a biting north wind to fill the new 400-gallon plastic tank roped to the bed of his nearly 20-year-old truck.
Sometimes the holes will fall out of the tank and you'll get a bath in the process. It almost happened right there.
From here, Crane will drive 20 miles to his farm and release the water into his thirsty well.
People take water for granted, I'm sure. They turn the water faucet on, you got water. It's when you turn the water faucet on, you don't have water. It's when you open up your eyes.
Hauling water to dry wells is a time-consuming chore repeated by families every day in this region where conservation has become the rule.
Mom, do I have to save water for Shannon?
Yeah, he's going to bathe after you get done.
Besides doubling up on baths, Cindy and Scott Wood and their two kids limit how often they flush toilets and are careful not to waste water when washing the dishes, because recharging the well is a hassle, even for 11-year-old Morgan.
It's very hard to have to go out at night on a school night and go get water, and then we have to come back and fill the well and do all that stuff before we can ever use water.
130 miles away in Kansas City, the prolonged drought is taking a toll on foundations. Wide, jagged cracks opened on hundreds of houses when the parched ground shrunk from beneath them. At one home, Otto Fleck and his crew are using hydraulic jacks to lift the corner of a basement that's fallen several inches away from the rest of the house.
You can see how the crack is closing. Just keep your eye on it. See it? It's coming back. Horizontal crack is closing.
Fleck says the damage he's seen this year is by far the worst in his 28-year career. But while the Corn Belt and this corner of Missouri are just coming to grips with the pervasive dry weather, drought has plagued much of the western United States for years. All of Wyoming and Utah are at least as parched as northwest Missouri. Colorado just recorded its driest year ever.
Here in Colorado, I'd say we're pretty much in crisis mode.
Dennis Lamb is a professor at Colorado State University.
We're seeing long-time family operations having to maybe sell off their livestock, maybe consider selling part of their land for development just to keep the farm going.
Some farmers are being advised to sell this year's water rights to nearby suburbs. Whatever guaranteed payment they get is worth more than the slim chance they have to produce any kind of crop off the arid land this year. Many Colorado ranchers like Robert Campbell are trying to cope with pastures that can't begin to support their herds.
They're just brown, riddled. Ground cracked. There's nothing there.
High feed prices have forced Campbell and most other area ranchers to sell most of their livestock. Like others, Campbell plans to stick out the current crisis, but many farmers and ranchers in the region are retiring and selling their property. One local economist says farm programs, like the $3 billion drought relief package, are the only thing standing between many producers and a catastrophe of Dust Bowl proportions. Farmers like Don Crane, who, like many others, has a job in town to help with the bills, appear to have resigned themselves to coping with both acts of God and Congress.
No need to worry about it. But just manage what water you got the best you can and keep going.
Crane says the real crunch comes this spring, when farmers across the West and Corn Belt will have to decide whether they want to sit this year out or invest in seed, fertilizer, and labor to plant a crop in the dry dirt. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris, outside Hopkins, Missouri.